one is shaped like the first letter of the alphabet.
Yes.
What is that?
A.
And then one is shaped like this.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be like which letter?
X.
Okay. Thank you. What do you call some of the buildings that you have other than the house? Like, say, back when you were a young girl, did you have other buildings around your place?
We always had coal houses, coal sheds, coal houses.
What were, and that's just where you'd store it?
Store the coal, uh-huh. And I think in the on the farms and things, they had wood sheds too, I believe, because they used wood then when they did coal. I think that's about all the sheds we used to have. Now we have sheds for our tools and everything.
Mm-hmm. When you were a young girl, did they have indoor plumbing?
Sometimes. It depended on the home you got. Not always, but some of them up in the mining camps had it, but most of them didn't.
What would they call that building if they didn't have indoor plumbing?
Toilet house.
Were there any other names for it?
I can think of. That's all I remember.
Mm-hmm. I know my parents, after they got married, they had an outhouse. And
we did too in Latuda, in Hiawatha Valley. You had to be in the mining camps. You had to be there in the town for a little while and be established and have a good reputation. Then you would get a home with plumbing in. So I had the homes we had when I was a young girl all had it in. But when Chuck and I first got married, we moved to Latuda. And there were very few homes up there had it, so we didn't have it at home there.
Hmm.
If the water situation we were like it is, we might wish we had one outside.
Yes. I wish we would get a lot more rain.
Oh, I do too. We're really bad off in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, really bad.
I feel really bad for the farmers.
I do too.
I come from a farming community, and that's always such a concern for them. Mm.
It is here too. We have a lot of sugar beet farmers out south of Price.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we have quite a few farmers out in that area, and they need it. I have relatives in Idaho Falls.
Oh, huh? Do they farm or?
No. My nephew's engineer for that government company outside of Idaho Falls. I can't think of the name of it.
I can't.
And his wife's a technician in the hospital, lab technician. But when I was up there, the last time I went up there, they took me for a ride all up through the Idaho, or the potato fields and things. Oh, they looked so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
They were up about that high, the potatoes, and it was pretty and green.
That makes me homesick.
I bet it does.
I really like that area.
Mm-hmm. Are you close to Idaho Falls?
I'm about 2.5 hours away. So.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably went through Pocatello on your way up?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's quite close to my house. It's about a half hour away.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been through Burley, but I just can't place it. I know I've been through there.
Let's see. Pocatello would be here,
mm-hmm.
and you come down like this, and Burley would be here, and Boise would be up around here.
Uh-huh.
So, it's...
I've been through Boise and all in places, so I've been through it. It seemed we stayed in Burley, or no. I remember Burley, but I guess